Since the debate began in the 1960s, two-thirds of Native American references, like the Braves and the Redskins, have been changed. But many professional and school sports teams continue to hold on to their Native American names and rituals. Ellen Strowski is a sports management professor at Drexel University.
Part of this dilemma of challenging them stems from the fact that we have these powerful institutional authorities that are giving full permission to engage in casual racism.
Strowski points to a current ritual at Florida State University, where a white student dresses as Seminole Chief Osceola, rides a horse, and throws a spear onto the football field before every home game. Even though the tradition has been officially sanctioned by the Seminole tribe, opponents say it demeans their native traditions and rituals. Stanford, Dartmouth, and other schools have changed their mascots, but not without protests from alumni. Richard King is the co-editor of Team Spirits, Native Athletes in Sport and Society.
I mean, it's part of their identity, it's part of their life experience. It's not simply a sort of like, oh, well, let's just choose a new mascot. It's a whole set of other things that are entangled with who they are.
The discussion at Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian advances a movement endorsed by the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.